We want to update a topic we addressed on our program last month when the next president of China visited Iowa. Our guest, agronomist Virgil Schmidt, sparked some listener questions when he mentioned that farmers in Iowa and other states are pulling land out of a federal conservation program in order to plant more crops to sell to China. Well, just last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it's putting more money toward that conservation program as a way to encourage farmers to stay in it. It's called the Conservation Reserve Program, and it is voluntary. Essentially, the government rents land from farmers in contracts that last 10 or 15 years, and the farmers then plant the land with grasses and trees instead of crops. It's meant to encourage wildlife restoration and decrease soil erosion. Virgil Schmidt is back on the line with us. He's a field agronomist at Iowa State University. Virgil, how much land has been pulled out of the program over the past few years because farmers are planting more crops?
The bad news is that about 15% of the acres that were in the Conservation Reserve Program in 2007, we lost up to 2010. And we ended up in a situation here for about 3 years where the economics were so skewed that it was almost financially prohibitive for many people to stay in the program. And now the government upped the ante just a little bit to the point now where they're closing that gap.
Have you heard any specific stories from farmers you know who are wrestling with whether to go one way or the other?
I have talked with a few that were wrestling with that, and the general sense that I got was now that they could viably do the right thing, that's what they were going to do. So I think what this basically does is it takes some of the pressure off of people to maybe waver just a little bit.
The point of this program, as we mentioned, is to try to reduce erosion by having less land farmed and then create more wildlife habitat. Are we at a real risk of increased erosion as more farmers decide they want to export crops to China?
That's kind of a little bit of a yes and no. One of the things that farmers basically have to do is abide by what's called a conservation plan. Every farm has a conservation plan if it has highly erodible soils on it. Again, this is an incentive-driven thing, but basically the incentive is if you do not abide by your plan, then you are not eligible for other government benefits through the United States Department of Agriculture. So if we have a major drought, or in the last few years we've had some major flooding, people would not be eligible for disaster assistance to get their businesses up and running again. Farming just in general is a fairly risky business anyhow, and so doing without that kind of a safety net is something that all but a very, very few people would not do.
Virgil, could you give us an idea of how much the government pays for this program, particularly in the context of a very difficult economy and a lot of government budget cuts? Is this a program that's likely to survive?
Well, we hope it is. There is some sentiment within the Beltway around Washington, D.C. that any dollar that is spent on conservation is a dollar wasted. But my sense is that most people, I think, believe that the program will survive. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure where they're finding the money to even up the ante and close that gap right now, but they're managing to find that.
And how much money are we talking about?
Basically, you know, as we take a look at value per acre that they're paying right now, it's in Iowa last year it averaged $164 an acre. And if you go back just a couple of years, they were down at about $120.
And I think the goal is to enroll up to 1 million new acres, so our listeners could do the math there.
Right. That is absolutely correct.
In terms of what this land looks like to the eye, is this mostly farm fields we're talking about?
Well, it kind of depends upon, you know, what your vision of a farm field is. Most people think of Iowa as this huge, flat piece of land that's all black and it's got nothing but corn and soybeans on it. Now, anybody that's ridden a bicycle across Iowa knows that that's not the case. We have some land that would remind you of Wisconsin in terms of the hills and so forth. And basically, this land that's coming out, if you basically take the land and say, okay, top third, middle third, and bottom third that is suitable for row crop production, what goes into the conservation program would be in that bottom third because it's got some issues. It's very highly erodible. It is close to sensitive wetlands. It is, or maybe it has already been eroded, so it's not very productive. And so those are the kinds of acres that this is really targeted at. The stuff in north central Iowa, that is basically as flat as your office floor there or your studio floor there, that doesn't even qualify. And to be honest with you, it shouldn't be in that because it really doesn't need that.
So the idea in some cases would be, though, to improve it, to bring it back.
Right, right, because what you do is you got those grasses growing. One of the reasons we have such productive soil here is because for thousands of years, we had grass roots that were being created and then dying off and new roots created and dying off. And so what this basically does, the conservation program does, is it kind of starts that process going again so the organic matter level comes back up. There's a little bit better drainage of water percolating down through the soil. So those are the things that we're trying to gain.
Sounds like a variation on crop rotation where the land just gets time to rest and recover.
That is right, and but what you try to do is make this kind of a semi-permanent rest. Probably the big thing that some of the people in Washington, D.C., and some of the others that are kind of against a program like this, the thing that they point out, and it's valid, is that this is not a government purchase program. It's a rental program, and so when that contract expires, if a producer decides to not re-enroll, they can go out there with a moldboard plow and one pass destroy everything that's been accomplished over 10 years.
Oh, that's quite interesting. That seems like a flaw in the program in a way.
In a way it is, but it's cheaper to rent than it is to buy.
But it's as if you're, just like with renting, your money basically goes down the drain eventually.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I'll just kind of pick on an aunt that I have. You know, she's passed away now, but she never owned a house. You know, she rented her entire life, and so I'm sure she paid more in rent than what it cost to have bought a house at some point. But the point is, you know, if you can keep those acres going 10 years at a time, if you can do that for over a period of 40 or 50 years, you've really accomplished some things.
Virgil Schmidt is a field agronomist at Iowa State University. Virgil, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.